Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, only on LA Talk Radio. And you are here, hello, shalom, welcome, ברוכים הבאים. This is, I'm Ilan Azulay, and I am your host today and every day, but today only on the radio. And thank you for joining. This is really, the show is Abracadabra, Create What You Speak. And in Aramaic, Abracadabra, that's where it's from. It literally means I create what I speak. And words, what comes out of our mouth, what we say, the intentions that we have behind the words, where they lead us, what choices we make based on words that are said. And then we blame the situation or other people for something. The phone number here is 818-602-4929. So if you want to call, if you want to share, you want to say, you want to talk, you want to sing, to express your gifts, what you have, because you have a lot. And many times we are blinded from seeing what we have because we focus on what we don't have, right? So what do you have? The phone number here is 818-602-4929. Focus on what you have, who you are, what gifts you have, what ways you're expressing yourself to the world, to the people around you, to yourself. Yeah. So I want to start first with a prayer that I say every day and today, and this is Hareini mekabel al atzmi et mitzvat aseh shel ve'ahavta le'racha kamocha. I hereby do accept on myself the due commandment of love your fellow friend in the same way that you love or express love to yourself. And you know, in this sentence, and I talked about this quite a bit, but it's really important that the focus first is yourself. The focus first is us, is finding these paths to us, to love ourselves and to appreciate the creation that created us and the creation that we are. And we are a creation from the creation as the creator itself. It's like the wave on the ocean is a wave, but it's the ocean. It cannot be without that. So it's like that. So we love ourselves so we can be of service to others, so we can express the love to others. And based on where we are in our journey, that's how we believe or think or that we love ourselves. And so coming to a place of self-awareness, coming to a place of continued growth in self-awareness definitely widens our gamut or our palette of colors, if you will. You know, so this program is really for empowerment. And this is the core of this program and our journey. Are we here ready to reclaim our power? Are we ready to look at what we have, acknowledge what we have, be grateful for what we have, and look at all these ways that we can reclaim our power? And these are some of the things that we talk about here. Communication, looking at ourselves, and this is where we'll continue from last week, so, and from the week before, and from the week before. So last week also we talked about the forgiving part. How do we look at ourselves? How do we look at ourselves in relation to ourselves and then in relation to others around us? Do we look at ourselves objectively? Yes, but although we cannot be objective in relation to ourselves, but from a place that is logical, for example, if you made a choice 10 years ago that brought you here, many times we judge ourselves. Oh, how could I have chosen that person? Or how could I have done this? Or how could I have done that? And the list goes on and on and on and on. Right? But what are we doing here, really? We're looking at someone that many times when we look at ourselves 10 years ago, say, oh, no, I'm not that person anymore. And that's great, because that's really the goal, to continue and grow. So you're looking at this person, but you're applying to that person the eyes of today, your understanding of today, 10 years of experiences, of love, of pain, of growth, shrinking, expanding, contracting, whatever you want, all these in 10 years or 5 years or whatever that is, and you are applying that to the choices that you made based on the knowledge and experience that you had only up to that point. It's really not being fair to yourself to begin with, on the technical level, right? Then we can, it shoots into deeper levels. So, an event that happened 10 years ago, that you made a choice, or 5 years ago, was a traumatic event, and it caused a change. So a traumatic event will always cause a change, but also a change will also be a traumatic event. Right? So, unfortunately, many of us, if not all of us, go through transformation because of a traumatic event, like a really hard event that is causing a shift of direction in the nucleus of your perception, if you will. It's like shifting the whole system. And so these events happened back at that time. And today, with all the experiences that we've accumulated throughout this time, going back with the eyes of today to judge, or to more so justify the place that you are in today, you judge yourself. But really what we need to do is to go to that place to bring ourselves to this place of where we were. Not that we are, not to encourage escape of responsibility, let's say, of something that happened and wasn't taken care of, and it caused, so there is that responsibility part, but it's the acceptance of who you were then. And if there are ways to heal, fix, whether it is with somebody else or other people that happened during that time, absolutely, this is the time, because now you are ripe to do that, and to yourself to begin with. So that is forgiveness.
היום שכבר נגמר, אין לי derech leshiv hasiri kas min libech venasi limchol al taki yelet bekirbech shelach lamrot hakol
Forgiveness to ourselves, forgiveness to others, forgiveness to others with ourselves. Just all this, all our connections that come together. You know, we enter stories together with other people all the time, every day, every single day, every single time that we are around somebody else, we are interacting. Also, if we're not interacting, so to speak, walking down the street, you know, still all the choice. Are you going to be the person who smiles to the person that comes by? Are you going to take the action, or are you going to wait until somebody else does it? Because, yeah, what would others say, or how would that be construed? Am I? So the connections that we're making. You know, and so the forgiveness to ourselves, the forgiveness that when we look at ourselves with the eyes of today on something that we've done five or something that happened, or the way, not even something that happened, let's refine this even. Something 5 years ago, the way that the perception was of what is happening, how your standpoint was in relation to yourself, to others, to the world. Maybe, for example, you experienced anger, and you believed that because you experienced anger, you're an angry person at that time. Maybe at that time you kept saying, I'm an angry person, I'm an angry person. Or if you were in, or if you were experiencing depression. So you say, I'm a depressed person. But this is not really, we're not this body, we're not this action, it is not us. It is what we experience. Now we are a spirit inside a body. The spirit is holding the body, not the other way around. Think about like a car, like you're driving a car. Yeah, you're the driver. There is the body of the car. It has everything. It has the engine, has the wheels, has a stick shift. But it can't drive without a driver. Once the autonomous cars will come up, I can't use this analogy anymore, so it'll be something else. But this is really what it is. It is, we are the driver, we are the spirit that drives the body. So the actions that are happening are coming from places, coming from triggers. We're being triggered. Somebody's triggering us and so forth. And we'll talk about that. But we are not that. And many times we are identifying with these emotions or these urges or these, in Kabbalah and Judaism, it's called the animalistic level of the soul. Because we're five levels of consciousness to soul. And so this is the nefesh. And the nefesh, the needs, the bodily needs, are really in the area of the liver. The liver, not the liver, the liver. And it's that is really the area where, and that's really the sacral chakra, if you will, sacral and root. So sacral, the second chakra, which is the second energetic point, and coincides to a sphera in the Kabbalah. It's really where your creativity, your vitality, your sexuality, your passion, your drive. That's where everything is stored. So. So we are experiencing these emotional states, and many times we identify with these things. Funny how I said that. We identify with it, and we really know this. So when we are in a situation of, in a relationship, or there is a misunderstanding, it's really to look at all these things. What is the bigger picture? Where are we coming from? Now, it's not something that can be resolved in a sentence and a half. These are, but as a guiding principle of this. So, you know, I want to tell you this weekend is actually 2 years. Since I've moved to LA from Boston. And it's funny how things are happening, because this month also is the month, the Jewish month of Elul. And Elul in Aramaic means to search. Searching. And also this month is... And everything, nothing is coincidental, right? By the way, 818-602-4929. This is the phone number here. You are welcome to call. And so it is also the month of slichot, of the forgiveness. And this is a forgiveness from, not just from, let's say, from Earth or from the creation or our relation to the place. To the place as the creation, what is, and recognizing and being mindful of Earth, of what's around us, of how we contribute to the state of the physical manifestation of Earth, the trees, the streets, and also to each other. So in Judaism and Kabbalah, it's divided into two. So there is first the forgiveness, the reconciliation, the acknowledgement, the acceptance of God and the creation. So there is that aspect, and then there is between one to another. And when we are looking at forgiveness time, the creation, the creator, always seeks harmony, unity. That's the essence of creation, is unity. All the emotion, all the love and compassion and kindness and gratitude, all these are leading to unity. Achdut. Achdut in Hebrew. Achdut comes from the word one, echad. And so it all leads back to the core, the center, right? So when it comes between me and the other person, the place or the creation or God cannot really intervene, because it's between me and you, and you and me, and you and you, and we and ours, and all of us together. So if there is not this, if this harmony of this coming together, of choosing to be in a place of harmony, to choosing to bridge and to look at the bigger picture and to come from a place of giving to the other, and there is this harmony back between us, this is not going to solve, nothing is going to be resolved or advanced until we choose to do that. Until we choose to actually do it for the other. In turn, we are going to be receiving. But the choice is to give first. This is also where in relationships, when we're giving. So when we are giving, we are in a place of investing in the other person, investing of ourselves, and we fall in, and we're falling in the real love that comes from giving, rather than something that is external. Oh, I love the person, so I'm going to give the person. Well, really, it's a stage of looking at something that is temporary, and basing your giving based on this temporary state. So when we resolve, when we forgive us and then forgive one another, so we can be forgiven and forgiven to one another and so forth, then really unity is being created. I mean, it's not created, it's just, it's there, it's just fragmented, let's put it this way. It's just really fragmented. And so 2 years I started this, 2 years I here in LA, and it has been quite a journey. It still is. The last 4 or 5 years have been quite a journey for me, and it was really a lot of breaking, a lot of shifting, a lot of transformation. And so, but when I got here, I did not forgive myself, first of all, yet. I wasn't in that place for certain things, and it was a journey to recognize on certain areas, to recognize the move, the shift, what is happening, how it is happening, and to understand. And while I was in the process, although it was difficult, I understood that this is for the good. And today, and probably a year from now, and probably 6 months from now, and so forth, we'll always look back and we'll say, yeah, of course, everything is as it was supposed to be. And this is how in all of our journeys, we can only connect the dots only after we go through the journey, the experience, and so forth. And how do we test that? You say, okay, well, I went through experience, and then, yeah. Well, it's like a class. It's like you go to school. It's like you have the first, second, third, 11th, 10th, 12th grade. If you pass the class, you move on to the next class. You get a certificate. You get a standing ovation. Boom. And you're on. But if you don't, come on, sweetie, let's repeat that class again another year. Stay in a class. Stay in a grade. Right? And it's really a class. And what's the class about? The class is about you. The class is about us. The class is about how do we understand? How do we manifest? How do our beliefs and perceptions are affecting our choices? Do we grow? Do we grow in our awareness, in our vibration? Because really, somebody asked something and they opened the door. Well, you know, that happens. So 2 years, I kind of lost that here for a second. So you're with me, yeah, there you go. So 2 years here, and it was a process. It was a process that during that process, I could see that it is. I could understand that this is for the good and for the process. And there are a lot of things that are happening. And this is like the story of. There's a sentence. Everybody knows how many seeds are in an apple. But nobody can tell how many apples will come out of one seed. Right? So we know how many seeds are in an apple, but nobody can tell how many apples will come out of one seed. What does that mean? It's like there are things that we know. There are things that we know, and there are things that we don't know. Maybe we'll never know them. But in pertaining to our journey, we don't know yet. We don't know yet. We don't know yet what is to happen in half an hour, how our action will affect or will what the outcome will be from our action that we take. So we don't know yet. But we make stories, and we make good stories about that. We make good stories about that. And we live by these stories. And then we are blaming whoever is sitting in the next chair. Right? No, but it's the small steps of awareness. It's like you open the door, you get out of the house, somebody told you about a yellow flower that you have near the door and you never noticed this. Now you're noticing, but it was there for a long time. So we don't know yet. We don't see. We don't know either. Because we don't have the knowledge, the information, the knowledge, the wisdom, or we don't have the awareness of something that is, let's say, around us or within us or in us. And so we don't. Like sometimes we understand what we are being told. Like you are listening to this program, and maybe you understand certain things, but maybe you don't feel that. Maybe it's like there is some kind of a disconnect. I'm not saying that you are, but this is like how we are in many situations. Sometimes we understand, we know something. Like you say to yourself, "Oh yeah, I know that, but I don't do that." Yeah, I know. Somebody tells you something, you say, "Yeah, I know, but I don't." And we know that we have the knowledge, the information. We don't have the understanding of it. And because we don't have the understanding of it, the action is based on the lack of understanding. And there is an action that is not completely manifesting the entire picture. It kind of almost like manifesting an augmented picture, because there is one important component of the understanding. So we know something, we think that we're, but we really don't understand it. It's like going into a restaurant and looking at a menu, and you can tell exactly how this dish is going, is made out of, what's the spices, what part of, if it's meat, if it's not meat, if it's veg, you know exactly, but you haven't tasted it yet. So how do you really understand what this dish is? Yeah, so it's so many times we do things without understanding. And in Kabbalah, the top three sfeot, or energy points, we have the wisdom, we have the understanding, chokhmah, bina, and da'at. Da'at is the result of a chokhmah and bina, of wisdom and understanding. Wisdom is the masculine, understanding is the feminine. The understanding, the details, the putting together, the a huge part of the manifestation. Now, in Judaism, a girl goes through a bat mitzvah at the age of 12, a year earlier than a Jewish boy. Why? Because her understanding, the understanding of the womb, of the woman, the feminine, is much greater and much more wider in the color of palettes. Or actually the other way around. Wider in the palettes of colors. Yeah. So the understanding is greater. Right? Like, for example, your husband comes and tells you, hey, I'm going into a deal with my friend, and we're doing this, and we're going to succeed, and we're going to have these numbers and these many employees and this technique and this. And she looks at him and she says, okay, great, but what about this detail? And if this detail is not there, how is it going to affect this detail? And suddenly the husband realized that really there is not really much foundation to this grandiose plan, because if those pieces are missing, then it's not going to hold for very long. And so these are things that we don't, there are things that we understand, there are things that we don't understand. So we're being talked to, or we are listening to something, or we want to experience a certain situation, or we want to attract the person to be our partner, to attract the right person to us. How do we know we're attracting the right person? You know? So, if we are not in a place, if we are not in a place of harmony within ourselves, that's where also the sentence in the beginning, the prayer, the choosing to love the person like as I love myself, or as I express myself, comes from a place of alignment. If I'm not aligned with my understanding, with my goal, with my desires, with the place where I'm going, the place where we are rowing, is the person in front of me that I attract or bring or attract to me, and vice versa, what vibration is this? Is this really what we want, or is it really only a result of what we express on the outside? So it's the connection between us, between our outside, what we project on the outside, and really where we want to be. Then, if we are in a harmony place with ourselves, then what we project is really who we are. So we attract to us those who can continue to help us grow, and we can help them grow, and they can help us grow, and back and forth. Yeah, so So this week has been 2 years, and many events that happened, really, especially in recent weeks and recent months, really kind of accentuated this place of understanding. Place of understanding of what is and what stories I was making, and we still make stories, but really it's how are we identifying with these stories, how we look at something. I met Friday. I like striking conversations with almost anybody. I mean, actually anybody. That it depends how I feel I can do it on the street, and it happened the same thing on Friday. I was going somewhere and out near my car, and came out a lady with her mother, and we start talking. I don't remember how it started. I think I said something. I don't remember really, but it was and she was starting to tell me how she's really supposed to be somewhere else. And I asked her, what do you mean? I mean, you are here, no? She said, no, I'm supposed to be somewhere else. My entire life, I was supposed to be somebody else. I was supposed to be someone else. I was supposed to be somewhere else, not here. I don't like where I am. I don't like where I am. I don't like what I'm experiencing. This is not really what I want. And we start having conversations, and we're having conversation with her mom and her older mom. We had to sit because her older mom had this had a walker. So we had to sit, and it was a very interesting conversation. Really, I love hearing perceptions of others, where others are, and how they look at things, and it was she really did not want to be in her body. She didn't really want to be in her place. And what it showed me, what it brought to my understanding and to how I looked at that and how I applied, or not applied, but looked at that in relation to my journey, or to what I understand in my journey about her journey. And you know, you are exactly where and when you have to be. You are exactly where, when, and who you are to be. If anything from today's program or gathering, let's say, is to understand that you are exactly where you have to be, who you have to be, and when you have to be. And the reason you are not somewhere else is because you are here. And every situation is an opportunity. There is a reason you are here. And having a disconnect between you and you is probably, maybe that's the reason that you are here. To find this harmony. To understand that you are exactly who and how you have to be, because this is your journey. This is your journey, and this generation now, everything is a swipe generation. Everything is like, I'm going, not going. I don't like this place. I'm going to this web. There is this. I read about this big website. I'm not going to say the name, but there's the big website that just to look at the content of that website, you need like 3-4 days of constant reading and looking through that, and it's just a big website, really important content and everything. And they have over like 3 million views or subscribers. And I read that the average staying on the entire website is like 2.8 minutes. On this entire thing. And the reason I bring that is just to illustrate that when something is difficult, when something is uncomfortable, what the tendency that we have, many have, is to run away. Oh, I am going somewhere else. I think I'll find something better. Remember, I was telling the story a few weeks ago about the cornfield and the wheat field. I won't say it again, but it's like, we see something, oh, there's something better. There is a better experience out there. But how do you know how this experience is? No, but there is a better one. But how do you know this experience? You haven't experienced it yet. And we go to what appears or what we think may appear or somebody else's journey, or we're looking at somebody else's quote-unquote riches, quote-unquote poors, and we're looking at that and we're saying, oh, that person is, I want what that person has. You know, but what that person has is not good for your journey. I say, no, I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it, and this is what I want, and this is how I'm going to get it. And you're fighting, and you're fighting. And many times, we fight an uphill battle to get what we want. Not to say that it is not to put the work, but if there are so many obstacles, and essential obstacles, not something trivial, then maybe it is to stop and to see, where are you going? Where are you going? Why are you going where you're going? So, if it doesn't come naturally, it's not real. And so, based on what this lady told me, and I was talking to her Friday, it's like, There are two things, but I'll focus on one because also we don't have that much time more. Focus on one. You know, people come to when I see people, and if I haven't mentioned that, this is what I do. I'm a spiritual mentor and an empowerment coach and speaker for women who desire to reclaim their power, and this is why we're here, to empower the understanding of who you are. To empower the understanding of who you are. And many times when we are going through separation or a separation from an abusive relationship or a divorce or any kind of trauma, many times we lose ourselves. As we say in Hebrew, we lose the northern star. We lose the direction. And we get sucked into this. Into this game. And the emotional needs that are coming from a place of pain. Because if you're dealing with a divorce. Here in California, I'm familiar with a family law practice. I'm not an attorney, and I don't provide legal advice, but I help you navigate and to see how you can still keep your more than just sanity. This is not about survival. This is about thriving. Keeping your thrivation process, if you will, there's a new word, thrive. I don't think there is such a word. The thrivation process, the going forward, while allowing everything to happen as it's to happen, without affecting your choices that are coming from a pure place for yourself, growth for yourself. So we come with problems. Many times when I see people, they come with problems. They're either in depression or they're going out of a relationship and they are anxious about this and about what will happen, but this is the result. This is the result of a certain action. But what is happening, just like I noticed also with the woman, is that on Friday that many believe that the result is a direct outcome of the action that was taken. The action caused the result. So I ask you, if you went to a school, let's say you went to a music school, and you had 30 people in your class, and you've become a superstar. The other person who went to the same school, took the same classes, did not. Right? These are two different things. So what difference did happen there? Why the action that you took and the other person took did not yield the same result? So there are three points to look at. There is the action, there is the what, there is the belief, and there's the self-belief, the self-doubt, the self-worth, all what you believe about you. You believe the stories that you were told about yourself. All these structures that you find yourself in, or all the belief system, all your perceptions about yourself, about the world, about everything and everything, why it happens. And then there is the result. And many times people believe that the action is a direct... is the result is a direct correlation to the action. But the belief is really what is driving you. The belief is not that it's driving you. The belief is what is navigating where you're going to go. You're driven by something, but the belief is going to navigate where you're going to go. So if you are in a place coming out of a relationship, coming out of an abusive situation, not necessarily physical, but we're talking more in depth, a traumatic experience, it is how you believe, how you look at things, how you perceive things, that is going to dictate where you're going to go. So, and because this is a very fragile state, because this is a very fragile state that you're in, you're vulnerable, you're exposed, it's very important to have guidance or to understand where you're going, because everything comes in. When the door is open, everything comes in. You never know what can come in unless you are closing the door to whoever or whatever you don't want in your life anymore. And that will come from a place of understanding what you want. Sometimes, how do you know what you want if you don't know what you don't want? So you went through experience, you say, okay, now I know what I don't want. But that's okay. Now let's focus on what you want. Because when you focus on what you don't want, you'll get exactly what you don't want. So it's our beliefs that are navigating these actions to what kind of a result is going to happen. And if we talk to ourselves judgmentally, the way that we talk to ourselves, since we know that water has memory and water carries memory, if we are more than 80% water and we are talking to ourselves negatively, what do you think is happening to our body with all this extra 80%? I mean, access of 80%, not access, amount of 80% water. We're being affected by that. You are exactly where you have to be. You are in a class, and being in this class and being present in where you are and understanding that what you're going through is just preparing you for the next step. And there is never a door that is closed without another door that is opening. With that, beautiful ones, although I cannot see you, but I can see the responses and when people talk to me, or it's lovely to have you every Sunday, the Abracadabra Show, and go to my page on facebook.com and body/body soul sound, body soul sound on Facebook. There will be some new things coming up next week. And we'll have great guests coming up. Yeah, it was just really, really nice lineup will be coming up soon. So, remembering where we come from is not going to dictate where we're going to go. You're exactly where you have to be. And have a wonderful week.
בנוף הבתים הישנים אשר היו צילי בימי ילדות חלפו הרבה שנים חלפו הרבה שנים נוף הבתים כבר מתפורר וקירותיו נעלמים חלפו הרבה שנים חלפו הרבה שנים בגן העדן של ילדות אשר היה בורח הייתי חלק מהנוף היום אני אורח בגן העדן של ילדות אשר היה בורח הייתי חלק
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra. Create what you speak with Ilan Azulay.